In March 2020, I found myself in a triple P. Pregnant, in prison, in a pandemic. Now, I should clarify, I was a nurse in a prison, so we can get that out of the way. You can all take a deep breath. I was a nurse in a maximum security all-male facility, and it was my first nursing job, and I often got the question, what is it like being a nurse in a prison? And I generally could tell people I really liked my job. I had an amazing nursing supervisor and mentor. My patients on a day-to-day basis seemed generally grateful for the care that they received. Many had not received regular care until being incarcerated. And I liked the officers I worked with. There was a general atmosphere of teamwork and safety, camaraderie. I even felt generally safe in work, despite being on a shift during a prison riot or being in a housing unit during our last big earthquake. And so when COVID shut the world down in March 2020, I thought, oh, we got this. We did not got this. Very quickly, the prison divided, like much of the world, into camps. One, COVID is real, we're going to take it seriously. And one is, COVID is a conspiracy, you can't make me wear that. So my work environment went up in flames, and I was having a miserable time being pregnant. My days consisted of waking up, barfing my guts out, trying to eat something, barfing that up, brushing my teeth, barfing that up, only to come to work to put on my week-old single-use N95 mask on that smelled like yesterday's vomit, tried to cover it up with peppermint oil, only to rip it off in time to vomit it again. I tried to attribute the initial pushback of COVID precautions as growing pains. Many days in prison can be predictable. Shift starts at 0600, count at 0610, breakfast 0635, et cetera, et cetera. But it's only when the pushback became a little bit more personal that my life got a little bit darker. Masks did not become mandatory in the prison facility until more than 5 months after the beginning of the pandemic. When I would do my job, I'd have to have an officer by my side, so I'd say, hey, can you just wear one? Because we don't know, I'm pregnant, and you know, we're just doing this right now. And I was told, who cares about your baby? Or I was told, sounds like a you problem. And so spring turned into summer, and I continued to feel like a pile of garbage on a hot day. And the pushback became darker and darker. I was told I should cool it on the COVID stuff, because some officers told me they may turn their backs when an inmate is becoming inappropriate or potentially violent. I was at the post office getting my mail one day when an officer out of off-duty harassed me about COVID regulations. And my favorite, or the icing on the cake, was when I was told I should worry less about COVID and more about an officer clipping me on my bicycle on the way to work. So this is how I lived my pregnancy in the first part of COVID. I just took the same approach as I just got to get through it to my job and to my pregnancy, and so I did. I made it to maternity leave, which felt like a sleepless, glorious vacation for 4 months. And I wish I could say I returned from maternity leave and things had miraculously changed and COVID was over and everyone was being nice to each other, but that was not the case. The harassment I experienced mostly continued. And at this point in the story, you might be like, did she ever go to HR? Does anybody know about this? And I did many, many times, and I was continuously met with some gaslighting responses such as, were you really sure that's what happened? Or, we can't do anything, we're too short-staffed. Or my favorite was, you can only control yourself. And so you might also be thinking, why didn't you just freaking quit? Trust me, I wanted to quit every day. I thought about it. And in addition to needing the job for income and medical insurance to cover the cost of a pregnancy and having a baby, I was on a student loan repayment contract that was pretty expensive to get out of. And I also had a sinking thought that many of us have during hard nursing jobs or any hard job. If I don't do it, who will? So I stayed on. And now, I felt really reluctant to tell this story tonight, in the same feeling I had and reluctancy I had of reporting the abuse I experienced at work. Fear of retaliation or fear of my own personal safety. But I knew when my contract was over, it was time for me to leave. With the support of an amazing husband, I took a few months off work to recover from this experience, which I wasn't really sure I even wanted to be a nurse again during that time. I thought about just giving up because nursing sucks. But here I am still. No, I'm just kidding. I took some time off from work and found a new job where my coworkers were amazing. Taught me how to soften from this experience and to have fun and to laugh again. And in the reluctancy of telling this story, I thought, if I don't tell it, who will? In the deep spirit of wanting change, stories like mine and everyone else's can help inspire that change. And so I hope that even in this story of darkness and coming out of it, that we all continue to share stories and be there for one another, because we never know how bad it may really be. Thank you.